This is KNX Business Hour, number one for your business and consumer news here in Southern California, right after the closing bell on Wall Street. Good afternoon. I'm Frank Motank. Stocks slide on the latest earnings reports and expectations. The Fed will raise rates sooner rather than later now that unemployment claims have hit the lowest we've seen since the early 1970s. The Dow coming in for a closing loss just now of 119 points. NASDAQ sliding 26 and the S&P 500 down 12. Looks like we're negative again for most of the major averages. Looks like gold is snapped a 10-session losing streak, right now hovering at $1,086 an ounce, and crude oil futures moving lower again, below $49 a barrel. This is Southern California's get of a bit of a break. The gas pump 2 cents lower than it was 24 hours ago, but still pretty high by historical standards. We're looking at $4.22 now, the average price in the L.A. Long Beach area, now 8 cents below just a week ago. Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles, will have the very latest market analysis. The biggest SBA loan program for small business people has already hit its limit as of today, impacting small business loans in Southern California. We'll get the very latest from Washington, from Southern California Congresswoman Judy Chu and the top lending officer at the VEDC in the San Fernando Valley. KNX Business Hour is sponsored by your Southern California BMW centers. Well, let's kick things off right now with Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities. The market taking a tumble today, Ed, on the mixed bag of earnings news and this stronger-than-expected jobless claims report plunging to the lowest level seen since 1973. And the Fed, of course, paying attention to that, as well as the low inflation numbers. Give us your reaction to what we got here today.
Well, I think you made the strongest point, Frank. The low jobless rate, more than 40 years, is a real confirmation to the Federal Reserve that interest rates are about to go up. And I think that that's a really important point relative to the decline. In the Dow stocks itself, one of the stocks, MMM, was a six-point drop today based on a somewhat negative earnings forecast. And that was the main contributor to the 100-plus points on the Dow decline. So I see the market still in a positive trend, but I would be very much alert to the fact that if the NASDAQ market starts the same downslide that the Dow has the last 3 days, we could see a pretty significant tumble going forward.
And certainly oil stocks have taken another hit as oil has cracked below $49 a barrel now, and some portfolios are looking pretty ugly that are heavy in energy. Where do you see those stocks go from here?
I would be on the buy side of the oil stocks and the natural gas stocks. And it's you made a good point before also about the price of gas at the station here, and it's a dollar higher than it is in the Midwestern part of the United States, and it's really kind of shocking and disappointing that gas costs that much for vehicles. So, but at the same time, I look upon the oil stocks and the gas stocks as positive opportunities.
Interestingly, diesel, which considered a barometer of the global economy, is a dollar lower than it was a year ago. That's pretty interesting, right? $3.14 here in Los Angeles, a dollar below a year ago.
Yes, that's appropriate. But the gasoline prices for the regular vehicles are just the opposite.
Right, exactly. Well, certainly a lot of companies benefiting from the lower diesel price. The trucking companies, for example, have got to be cheering that. And of course, the airlines have been benefiting from low oil prices all along. And what's your view on some of those names?
Well, I think the airlines' securities are positive. However, there's a lot of difficulties they have challenges with as well. Schedules, available pilots, time, payroll, and so on. So it's a mixed bag relative to the airlines, but generally on the positive side. I also would continue to buy the semiconductor stocks. I think they look attractive. They're down low in price and very positive in my view. I continue to follow the home building stocks positively, and I strongly recommend IBM.
All right, yeah, IBM certainly took a hit on its earnings report, and so did Apple, by the way, on its revenue outlook. What's your view on Apple here?
I would be somewhat neutral towards Apple. I believe that the company's, well, it's the largest company now in terms of market valuation of approximately $750 billion, short of the $1 trillion goal there, which would be the first time in international history. I believe the restaurant stocks and the solar stocks should continue to be avoided.
All right, and Starbucks out with earnings. Looks like they beat this afternoon and also announcing a big stock buyback. Of course, the stock split recently. Looks like it's up about 3% here to 58 and change, up about $1.60 or so. What's your view on Starbucks on this breaking news?
I would not be a buyer on the breaking news that has a big positive effect. We've had securities in the last few days like Chipotle that went up more than 50 points. We had the Google stocks go up more than 100 points on the breaking news. Those price changes tend to be followed by a decline over the near term.
Right. In the case of Chipotle, we saw an actually $40 drop right after the news came out after hours, and then the stock turned around up around to 50 the following day. So you make an important point. We've seen a pickup in volatility lately. And speaking of that, Netflix, of course, has had a big pop on its earnings report lately. What's your view on Netflix?
I would be cautious towards Netflix as well. It had a 7-for-1 split, as we know. And yet, I see at this point in time, I think the price of the stock is the price-earnings ratio of 247. It's pretty popular price-wise, and the market capitalization is very high in my view.
All right. Any specific places where you would be putting money now and or taking it off the table?
Well, again, I would avoid the restaurant stocks at this point in time. I think they're pretty chance that they're well overpriced. Again, I would recommend the semiconductor stocks. I think they're attractive. And in fact, the semiconductor index was up today in a positive manner. I continue to recommend the home building stocks and, again, IBM.
All right. Ed Wedbush, President of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles. Ed, appreciate that. And we'll have the closing market report and more for you straight ahead.